the Grassroots Agronomy for Women in Farm Business is a program that I dreamt up one day. The program's been going for 2 years now, and it's probably not delivering the latest research in ag, but taking back a step and going to that real grassroots level. And it's involving women from farming businesses who do a lot of the business, bookwork, raising the kids, maybe working a farm, and involving them and getting them up to a level where they can actually understand what they're putting into their bookkeeping and what is urea, and actually applying a lot of the stuff that they know from an office point of view in theory, and actually seeing how that works in the paddock.
So why did you see that there was a need for this?
Because I was, one day I was out with a farmer and his fiance was coming along, and she was really interested, and she'd printed off all these fact sheets on the varieties that they grow, but she's just missing a few things. And I was just like, wow, there's a real opportunity here to take this on. And it's just been so much interest in the program, and the women are really keen to learn this stuff, but are quite often too embarrassed to ask, because they are missing a gap, and they're too embarrassed to ask a question at a field day. And one of the big outcomes from the workshops has been more attendance of the participants at farmer events, which has been fantastic, and they can actually now understand why ryegrass is important, why spreading urea is critical in wheat production, and it's been brilliant.
And what do you think the spin-offs are that going to be, if the fact that both partners in a farming business are on the same plane, what do you think the consequences then?
Some don't actually like it. The male part of the partnership doesn't actually like it that much, because they're all of a sudden accountable and get questioned quite a bit on some of their decisions. But they also really like it, because they're so much more engaged in the farming business. And it's been overall a very positive experience for the feedback that I've received from the male half of the farm.
Yeah. Rowan Brill, you're with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industry. You've just been hearing Louise's conversation about the role of women and their understanding of farming enterprises. So you're working with farmers as well. Does this make sense to you as a bloke?
Well, I have four sisters, so so I'm well trained in working with females on a farm. But I think we find sometimes the people who haven't always been involved in farming can bring a lot, because they don't have preconceived ideas about how something should be done, or they can question why do you do this, or and with a clear mind and not biased at all.
So this award that you've both received, it's really about recognising your role in research, teaching and education. So what have we learned about best ways of helping agriculture prosper?
I think in our area especially, we've had a really strong increase again in the basics of agriculture, so the agronomy to do with the crop, and we've had a great interest in the work that some agronomists are doing on just little things like knowing when to sow a crop and when that crop will go through certain life stages, and just understanding those sort of things. And that information we're finding is really gold, because it's the kind of decisions that a farmer can make that don't cost money. So it doesn't cost any more to sow a week earlier than it does a week later. It doesn't cost anything to pick the variety out of the silo that's a bit faster than the other one. So, and that sort of information is where we sort of work mostly, and it's independent information. And we can really tweak the system with the good sound information.
So it's finessing things?
It's finessing things, and it's also Ron's point about the growth staging and some really that real basic information. The generation of farmers that 30s now, the generation who are now in their 50s and 60s, they had a lot of that information from local district agronomists, DPI, and because there's been an increased shift towards privatisation of a lot of the work, I think there is our generation of farmers, so 30 to 40 year olds, have actually missed out on a bit of that really basic stuff.
It is the International Year of Soils too. Do you think soils research, understanding soils, is part of the basic agronomy stuff that you're doing?
Oh, certainly it is, yeah. Just understanding how water gets into the soil and how the crop then extracts it back out. And it's one thing, I know in research it's nearly the next frontier, because it is so hard to measure what goes on in the soil, because as soon as you remove the soil and change it, you obviously affect the dynamics of it. And then it's takes a lot of energy to be able to actually get into the soil to look at what the roots are doing, and once you do that, you sort of wreck what's going on top as well. So that's quite hard. But the other thing I think that this sort of interest in real agronomy has come about too, because agronomists might have been able to get out there a bit more so lately too, and using social media platforms. Twitter is one thing that's quite strong in agronomy. Some agronomists have got a really strong following on their Twitter accounts, and yeah, and you can sort of get information out there that way and quite readily.
So tell us about your Twitter feed. What sort of things are you tweeting about?
Agronomy. Yeah,
really?
It's pretty well things on agronomy. So just...
What, links to articles?
I think the highest impact type things are just two side-by-side pictures of something, a difference that we see that highlights what we're doing in our research that might lead on to something else. We do tweet articles, but the visual shots that lead into something else seem to be the strongest. Often it's just a snapshot of what we're doing that might lead to then people asking you questions about it. And it's only quite small. One we had last year was just a difference in seed size of canola, and the picture was just stark, the difference, and that led to a lot of extra work going on in that.
Louise, you're nodding.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Yeah, I don't have that much of a following, but I'm a bit of an amateur, to be honest. But having a crack, tweeted yesterday the 9-ton wheat crop that I looked at yesterday on my trip around Tasmania. Thanks, Brendan Green, if he's listening.